Third game of the series with the Giants and Diamondbacks from Chase Field. Matt Moore starting for San Francisco and Taiwan Walker making his D-backs debut. In the top of the fourth, Walker would show his potential.
The 0-2. Parker foul tips one right into the mitt of Iannetta. Strike three. This looks like the Joe Panic, who was an all-star and a young budding star for the Giants before he started getting hurt. Here he swings and misses through a high fastball. Strike three. The 1-2 pitch. Moore strikes out swinging. Taiwan Walker ends up striking out the side. Very impressive inning for him.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a drive down the right field line, headed for the corner. That's in there for a base hit. Kemp, Pence over to play the carom. He throws into second. Too late. Tomas has a double. As Lamb comes around to score, the tying run of the game. Three runs are in, and it's 4-4 here in the fifth inning. Now the pitch. Swing. There's a drive in a deep right field. Headed for the corner. On the run is Hunter Pence. He can't get to it. It takes one, bounces up against the wall. Coming to third base is Iannetta. He's going to be waved home. Here comes the relay home, and it's too late. And the D-backs have gone ahead.
There goes Drury running. The ball is lined over the leaping attempt of Nunez into left field. Marrero chasing after it, and he will knock it down but not pick it up cleanly. Coming around third is Drury. He never slowed down, and he comes in to score. All the way from first and into second with a double. Nick Ahmed. He's had two big hits against the Giants in this series. 8-4 Arizona.
Arizona moves to 2-1 on the young season with an 8-6 win over the Giants. Taiwan Walker goes six innings, striking out seven, giving up six hits, four earned runs. The Giants are outslugged by the Diamondbacks in an 8-6 loss on Wednesday in Arizona. Here's manager Bruce Bochy.
Very good stuff. Got a bad break there in that fifth inning. Two outs, somebody on. Bell catches that ball 95, if not 99% of the time, and they end up getting three runs that inning. That was a momentum changer there, and then we just couldn't stop it. They scored seven runs and went three innings. That's not going to work usually.
Did you feel in the eighth there that maybe it's starting to turn the other way?
Yeah, no, I feel good in the eighth. Now it's swung back our way. The bases loaded there. Had some good hitters up there. They get out of it. To get the tying run. Second base there, down four in the eighth. That's what you're hoping for. And we're just gonna get that one more hit. To get us over the hump, get back to tying the game. You have to like make them. They came out and they battled. Back in it.
One of the things we were wondering, I didn't check it, was whether Posey had actually had a chance to catch Ramirez, because it just looked like they were a little crossed up. He did, okay. The stuff there for Ramirez was actually almost too good. I mean, the way we moved.
I didn't know you could have stuff that was too good, but I like that. The wild pitch is the strikeout. That ball just stayed down and just scooted. Ball up with runner motion, but he had good stuff. That's a tough two runs he gave up.
What are you seeing from the two left fielders right now, Parker and Marrero?
Yeah, they're probably pressing a little bit. Parker's late. I've never seen him this late. He's late on the setup, and his timing's off a little bit. And Marrero, we played three games. Let them get settled in here, but it's just early to be making any kind of evaluation. They need some at-bats.
Is it tough to make any evaluations besides how early it is, here at the start of the season? Because this place is such a pinball machine. You're pitching and you're hitting.
Yeah. No. I guess you never stop the evaluation process, but these young guys get the chance. You don't get a hit in the first game or two. I mean, it's a tendency to maybe press a little bit. I think Morrell's getting some good swings off, but I think it's fair to say that Mark's a little off right now with his timing, getting this set up in time there, because he's just in a rush mode, and
I know you say sometimes you give the other team credit. They seem really relentless at the plate.
They're throwing out good at bats. But, yeah, again, we help them. See, that changes things. A couple of times tonight, they did execute a double steal to help give them that added run there. But, they're a tough lineup. They battle, I think our guys battle well. It's a hard-fought game. You're hoping to get a lead. We had a four-run lead. We couldn't hold it, And this couple of games there where we did what we're trying to do.
Nunez scoring from second, one of those plays that kind of takes your breath away a little bit.
Yeah. It shows you just how fast he is, how electric that speed can be. And, once he hesitated, the infielder, he just took off and it wasn't even really that close.